If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie. Alice, 105.9, BJ, Jamie, morning show on a beautiful day. Today is July 24th, folks.
Is it even on?
Yeah, it's on.
But it's not. Oh, now it's working.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Today is July 24th. Very special day in my life.
I got you a present.
Today is my birthday, folks.
And I bought him a present.
And Jamie brought me a present. And, you know, I love this, too.
Oh,
this
good.
Is a great hat.
Good, okay? Good, yeah.
She went down to the gun club last night, shot up a few things.
I did.
Yeah.
I love Centennial Gun Club. They do such a good job. Right. It's just, I don't know, I got in trouble, but it's okay.
Well, you can't be shooting guns in the restroom and places like that, Jamie. You got to keep with the targets, okay?
No, I haven't been there in a long time.
Got crazy last night.
I haven't been there in a long time, and I put the gun out on the table. And I took it out there, and he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, well, I forgot.
You got to wait till you get to your pit.
Yeah, I know. And he, like, flipped out on me, which I appreciate. I was like, I'm so sorry. I go, I forgot.
Good etiquette.
Yeah, I haven't been here in a while. And my kid was, like, humiliated. You know, even at 19, it's like, face.
Mom.
Oh, my God.
Mom,
yeah.
What are you doing?
But thank God we were the only ones in the actual range at that time, so it wasn't like
well,
that.
Thank you for
problem.
The gift.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Sure it's one of many today that I'll receive. But
right.
Thank you so much.
So BJ was bitching, shocker, about how he...
I was expressing my emotions this morning, Jamie.
Oh, do that.
A man
do it again.
Is allowed to do
okay.
that.
All right, go ahead.
I came in and I said, I'm a little down today. I'm a little depressed a little bit. I got up this morning. My wife's awake. It's my birthday. It's not been mentioned all week long. Mm-hmm. Birthday, that is. So I get up this morning. She's awake on her phone. Not a word. Not a word before I left this morning. And my thinking is she's forgotten. She doesn't remember today is my birthday.
Right, because she would have said and happy so, birthday on, while she's on her phone.
Yeah. You first know, thing, you know,
four
I would
in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, I would have, because I leave cards, and, you know, so when she gets up, she'll realize that, hey, I do. But nothing.
But
I mean, nothing this morning. And I was expressing that I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, right? And it's your fault.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. No, whoa. Sorry about that K there. What do you mean it's my fault?
Well, it's
how
fault.
How can it be my fault?
That she
look,
forgot
I can
birthday.
Do a lot of things wrong, Jamie, but there is no way you could put any blame on this on me.
Yeah, I can. It is absolutely your fault.
How?
And it's almost like it's a game for you. It's like that's how bad of a person you are.
Oh. What?
Wow.
What? Hang on a second.
It's a game.
How's this a game for me?
No, I'm just going with like the wife's like how she's gonna play this. All right.
Oh, this is what I'm about to.
Yeah.
The explanation of it.
Yeah, the explanation.
Right?
Yeah. Because you know we are.
Right,
we're amazing manipulators, right?
When how is it my fault?
Flip it. Because if you remember, she started mentioning her own personal birthday about a month before it was her birthday, and then leading up to it, you're like, oh my God, all she does is talk about how important the number. What was it like 40th birthday?
45.
How important her 45th birthday 45. Is. She's like, we're like, it's a big deal, blah, blah. And so you said that she kept reminding you.
Yes.
Well, you haven't reminded her at all. You haven't said a word about it. And it's like it's a game that you're purposely, you haven't talked about it at all for the last month because you've been quiet about it. Like, I wonder if she'll even remember.
Well.
Ah!
Oh. But
yeah.
I.
And so you stay silent on purpose as a game to see if she'll even like an entrapment. Yep, that's what that is.
Jamie, none
yes.
of this.
Yep.
None of
yep.
this.
Yep. I'm right.
Not true.
That's it is. She did talk about
I never,
a lot.
It is. No.
She reminded him, right?
Yeah.
And that is key. You have to remind your partner sometimes. Sometimes they just forget. It happens in life. Like, yeah, I know your birthday is important to you, but life is going on. She has a little kid. She has a full-time job. And you didn't remind her. And you sat Jamie. In silence on purpose as entrapment. Damn, I should be a lawyer.
No. Listen, Here's a part you don't know. Okay, here's a part you don't know. All right, let me throw this in. I'm going to cross-examination. Okay, all right, it's my turn now as a lawyer, okay? Today, or this week, is birthday week at my house. What does that mean? Well, get this. On Monday of this week, a nephew, very nice dude, Jaden, it was his birthday on Monday.
Did you guys wish him a happy birthday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jaden's birthday. Jaden's was Monday. Mine is today. Her sister's is tomorrow. Oh. And dad, Grandpa Gus, is Sunday.
So even
this,
more.
Every year, this week is a week of nothing but birthdays, dinners, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. It's a birthday week. I'm sandwiched in this birthday week.
Yeah, but that's even more reason. Again, the woman has a full-time job, a little kid, and all this birthday crap. It's like, who else? I don't even remember. There's too much work. I mean, she literally works a full-time job that you don't give her credit for. And she is like busting her butt. And she has this little boy to take care of. You know, it's almost like she's a single mom, really.
Huh.
She has to take him to all the stuff. Do this, do that, do that, do this.
I have to admit, I've not really looked at it like that. So maybe it is my fault. Tex Dano, what do you think? I mean, maybe it is. Maybe Jamie's on to something. And maybe my appreciation's not shown enough, and that's part of the problem.
And he just sat there, you guys. He just sat there quietly. He didn't say a word because he just wants to be like, remember my birthday.
So you're saying that I kind of wished she would forget.
Yeah, so you could
just so
back.
I would have that as arsenal in my bag.
Correct.
In the relationship.
Because relationships are nothing but stupid ass games.
Dang. I think you might be on to something. It did kind of make me happy she forgot. Because you get to hold that carrot over their head, you know? You do. I mean, think about it. I could milk this for weeks. I think you're on to something, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ. Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Going to be rainy this afternoon, they say. Heat for the weekend, then a cool down next week. Do you realize we're already sliding into fall in Colorado? Did you know that? I saw this yesterday.
We're sliding into fall?
Yeah. Days are getting shorter.
I didn't. Yeah. I feel like it's still summer.
Mm-mm. No. No.
Is there something going on a little east of downtown? Because there's two helicopters in the air. I was just wondering.
Well, east of downtown would be Aurora.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Spadell, you seeing anything with the helicopters downtown?
I haven't seen anything come across
my
feet.
Buckley Air Force Base is right around.
No, but they're hovering.
So maybe
they're hovering.
Keep your eyes peeled, okay?
They're hovering.
Stay on top of it, Spadell. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hovering. Yep. We can see downtown from DTC.
Last night, premiere, season 27 of South Park. And man, people are raving about it this morning, saying it was absolutely fantastic to see.
Well, it should be, because didn't they just get a huge deal?
Yeah.
For $1 billion?
1.5.
It better be amazing.
They're saying it was I didn't get to see it. It was on Comedy Central. I've seen tons and tons of videos that have been posted online. I don't know if people are stealing this, how they're getting the videos, but they've got them. And it is the talk on the internet this morning, which, by the way, is kind of a relief, to be honest with you. Because the feeds right now that are out there that I'm getting, and probably a lot of you are getting, is people bickering and complaining about all kinds of crap. South Park was kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was the premiere, the new season.
Yeah. Season 27 kicked off last night.
Mr. President, sir, the Prime Minister of Canada is here to see you.
Uh-oh.
Mr. President, why are you placing these new tariffs on Canada? What are you, some kind of dictator from the Middle East?
A dictator from the Middle East? Hey, relax, God. I'm just your average Joe. Take a rest.
The people of Canada will not be devalued like this.
Hey, come on. You don't want me to bomb you like I did Iraq.
I thought you just bombed Iran.
Iraq, what the hell's the difference? Relax, guy.
It's kind of true about that.
Relax, guy.
Great.
right?
I just think it's refreshing to see that you can make fun of whomever you want to make fun of. People can laugh. It's comedy. Just, you know, just not so serious. And I think it just came along at the right time yesterday.
Well, our boss brought up a great point yesterday, which is so funny because I didn't even think about it. As far as, you know, everybody talking about one specific thing, he said, how happy do you think the astronomy guy is about Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh,
yeah.
Right, because we all forgot yesterday about astronomy and that whole situation with that man and that girl or whatever, Kristen and Andy. We forgot all about Andy and Kristen for a day.
Yeah. It got dropped for sure. Yeah.
And I don't know if it'll come back. Yeah, I think that pretty much squashed it yesterday.
Exactly.
The day before when Ozzy Osbourne died because he took over the headlines.
He sure did.
And now these guys have gone to the back burner and they're so happy about that, I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but it did. It knocked them off. And that's the kind of, you know, society we are, though. It takes one major headline to bury everything.
I forgot about Diddy. I forgot about everything. Yeah, it's just it's
all gone.
Yeah,
just all gone.
We all become so obsessed with whatever the thing of the moment is, and then we literally forget about it.
These South Park guys, though, man, are they rich or what?
They're rich.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, they're not Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or anything like that, but still, a cartoon.
I know, right?
You developed a cartoon. It's not even that good a cartoon as far as the art goes.
No.
It looks like something I could draw. Yeah,
like the animation is definitely like something from kindergarten.
Yeah. It's sure. Like Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig quality. That's what it is. And the artistic part of it, you know, at least Bugs Bunny was pretty damn good. But South Park and Peppa Pig and these things that take off, they're not even that great of artists. It's just, they just nail it. And
they did.
People
they
fall
funny,
in love. $1.5 billion for the streaming of this thing. Mm-hmm. That is
only
crazy.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
That's it. They'll redo a deal after 5 years.
And it's the guys that own Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Cliff Divers.
Pretty impressive.
Is it pretty wild?
Yeah, it is.
I love this world. I do.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, it's time for that. Yeah, sorry. I was just reading about another Jeep flipped up. Man, that some of those passes are crazy. Have you ever climbed any of those? Well, but some of those...
Climbed where? What? What are you talking about?
Like Black Bear Pass, all those crazy passes.
You sound foreign to me right now. I can't translate what you're saying.
No, I was just looking at this. See, look at this Cherokee. It rolled down the...
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Kind of scary. Sorry.
The only pass I've been a part of is the season pass over at Elitch Gardens. Okay? That's the only pass I'm familiar with.
Sorry.
Good pass, though.
That's a great pass.
That's a great
pass. My favorite pass.
Right?
If you're looking for a pass, that's a good pass.
And it's a good deal.
Yeah,
it's
I don't need to drive an hour and a half. No. It's right down there. I can see it. Got a season pass.
Sorry. All right. Anyway, it looks scary. That guy rolled up. Did you see that one family there from Arizona? They're actually suing a Jeep outfitter because they said, so they rolled all the way down that the driver passed away, and so did the girls in it. And they said that he was under the influence, allegedly.
Oof. The driver?
Yeah. Yeah. He was from a Jeep outfitter company, and he was driving along one of those passes, and they flipped.
That's not good.
No, it's not good at all. All right. Anyway, we talked about this a little bit off the air, too, and on the air, but James Cameron is making a new movie called Ghosts of Hiroshima. You guys, this is going to be the next big blockbuster of history.
And he's really good at it.
He's so good at it, right? Titanic.
Yeah, and it's a story that I think that needs to be told.
It's centered on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It'll be graphic, he says, emotional, and based on real survivor stories, especially one person who survived both blasts.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. He says it'll be as raw and powerful as Schindler's List with no holding back on the horror.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be... That'll be, like, honestly, the next big...
I like horror.
Well, I don't, you know.
I mean, it's good for movies, I mean.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
I mean, like a horrific is... You mentioned the Saving Private Ryan hour. Now, that was a different producer, obviously.
Yeah.
But that is probably one of the best opening scenes, and it's gory. It's probably one of the best combat opening scenes I've ever seen in my life.
It's so graphic.
The way that thing's filmed...
The first time I saw it, I was shocked.
I could watch that over and over again.
What was the one where napalm tastes like napalm?
Oh, that's old. Really old. That was back, let's see.
I just remember everybody saying that saying a long time ago.
Yeah.
Tastes like napalm in the morning. Yeah. Something like that.
Oh. That was really
Apocalypse
old.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like back in Nam and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember how I bring up stuff and I make myself sound old? Just did it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that movie is about Vietnam.
See?
I think so, Shadell.
See, I brought it all together. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Michael Jackson. That's another movie, the biopic. Michael has been moved back from October 25th to, not 25th. October 2025 to April 24th of 2026.
I wonder why the delay.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have the answer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of extensive reshoots, also including changes for legal issues related to portraying a 1993 accuser and plans to split the story also into two installments because it was too long.
This is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's getting a lot of hype. Even though it's been pushed back now, which I think I'm going to go see this one. Did you see where Jack Ozzy's kid's doing the biopic about him?
About Ozzy?
It's been underway for a while.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it's been underway for a while. Now that Ozzy's died, it's even become more relevant. But they say, according to what he's saying, is that this film, it's going to be right on the cusp of R into X. That it is so over the top, but he said for once a movie's going to tell the truth about a rock star's life.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
He said everybody signed off on the drugs, the women, the prostitutes, everything involved. He said everybody signed off to tell the story that had to do with Black Sabbath.
Here's the one thing I thought that was weird. Is that when they did the whole mention, the statement about him announcing his death, they only talked about four kids out of the six.
Yeah.
Weird,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Is it because that they were the four that were there? I'm wondering.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Because Lewis was there,
yeah.
Amy, and then obviously Kelly and
Whose statement? What statement?
The statement the Osbournes put out.
Oh, the family statement.
Yeah.
All the information, that's all it talks about is them.
Yeah, so it was just, on behalf of Lewis, Jack,
Amy, and Kelly.
And Kelly, and I was like, well, what about the other two?
Yeah, I don't know. They weren't there, we know that. But
I know, but it was just weird.
I don't know.
Hey, don't mention the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daddy. I didn't know Ozzy was one of six kids himself.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's got like three sisters and two brothers.
They said that Sharon never left his side in the hospital. She stayed there the entire time. I believe
that.
I did too. Yeah.
They were tight, man.
They were tight.
Did you know? This is bad for her, though.
Don't
She's going to go downhill.
No,
they're already saying that.
Nobody said that.
It's affecting her.
Who said that?
I saw it on the.
Well, I'm sure it's affecting her. It doesn't mean she's going to go downhill. Yeah. She is a firecracker.
They say friends are very concerned about her.
Who said they are? Who?
Oh, this is hard. Same place you get your crap.
You're a little spicy for it being your birthday.
I'm just saying. But you can see that, though, right? You can see that. When a couple's that tight, you see that a lot where one goes and the other, they don't take it so well.
Oh, my dad said he was going to take his life. My mom and dad were married for 42 years, and my mom died of breast cancer. And my dad looked at us and said, "Girls, I don't think I can go on living. I'm going to go ahead and go and meet your mom." And I flipped out on him so hard. I was like, "So we don't matter? So we don't matter? Like, we don't exist? We don't matter? It was just your wife? That was it? Oh my God!" And then he started crying and he said he was sorry.
And I've seen the opposite too. My grandparents, I never saw them affectionate all my life. They never held. They barely even talked to each other. She died. He lived another 30 years.
Dude, I'm not
completely
saying
the opposite.
I'm not saying that Bob didn't become a complete whore because he did.
He learned to live without her, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, daughter, you know what's so great? They take out their teeth at this age. Dad? What? Yeah, they take out their teeth at this age. No!
My grandfather went for another 30 years, and I think he was the happiest he's ever been. I swear. Yeah, I mean, he thrived after that.
Oh, my God. Chapel Roan. You know, Pink Pony Club. The Pink
Pony Club.
I want to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
That was Schmidl, everybody. Yeah.
Solid.
That was great.
Solid.
I bet you listen to that song on repeat.
I love that song, dude.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. She's come out with some new music, and in her last song, she talks about missing Tennessee and that she's sorry for being a hooker or whatever in L.A., and she misses Tennessee. Well, this time in this story, it's about a relationship that ended horribly, and then she moves to Saskatchewan. Because she's moving on.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here it is.
Till you're just another girl on the subway. Made you a feeling evil for just moving on. I see your shadow. I see it even when the lights are off. I need a promise if in 4 months this feeling ain't gone.
Oh man, that's a killer, killer tune. That's crazy.
It is Carson's theory, and I love this, that she put in there what rhymes, what city rhymes with moving on, and AI came up with Saskatchewan.
Yep. ChatGPT for the win.
I don't know if I've ever heard that in another song.
Well, they said,
might be the first Saskatchewan I've ever heard.
Somebody said Kermit Frog made a song with Saskatchewan in it.
Really?
I'll look for it.
Shut up.
So she's now on Kermit the Frog's level.
Yeah, they said that he also was saying something.
It's a big difference from Pete Pony Club, I got to admit.
It is.
She really is trying to branch out.
Yeah. That is a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll be hearing that for the next 8 years on our radio show. Now, that was not nice.
No, it wasn't.
It was not. Not
mean.
Mean. So mean to our boss.
Sure was.
My gosh. Yep. He's nothing but a great guy.
I didn't say it.
I know.
Jamie did. Boss.
Wow, I got you a present. Your wife didn't even remember your birthday. I brought you a present.
Oh, yeah, you did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love this hat.
I know you do. Although, it's kind of that weird thing about posers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when my ex-husband wore that Ryder Cup sweater vest.
Yeah.
He never been to the Ryder Cup.
Right.
You're not a member of Centennial Gun Club.
I'm not a member, but yeah, I don't know if it's the same, though. I mean, I almost ordered a hat the other day. Funny you should bring this up because they've got these things going on now. You can buy these different hats with military on them because of the 250th anniversary that's coming up next year. You know, we're about to celebrate
so
that next year.
So you're going to participate in Stolen Valor?
Well, it's not Stolen Valor. They're asking you to buy this, and it supports veterans.
Okay.
But it says U.S. Marines. But I thought the same thing. I thought, I can't walk around with this hat on.
Yeah.
People will think I was a Marine. I was never a Marine. It's just not cool. So
well, and it becomes uncomfortable. Like when I wore Burbank Fire.
Yeah.
You know, a shirt that said Burbank Fire because they gave it to me. People were like, oh, what division or whatever. I'm like, they just gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fine line there.
I'm not a firefighter. Yeah. At all. I get what you're saying. Anyway, but they are having a summer special at Centennial Gun Club.
Really?
Yeah, it's only $50, not $250 to join.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just telling you.
That's a good deal.
It is a good deal. Yeah. There's lots of men there, too.
Well, I like that, I guess. What are you implying there? I don't know what you mean.
Well, yesterday...
Oh, you mean for ladies in the audience.
Yesterday, when I was talking about my friend who might be gay, and you're like, so, how often does he go there?
You didn't say that.
Yeah, you get to a point in life where all options are open. And since it's my birthday... The hell?
Why not?
Yeah, who's holding you back?
All right. Let's see here. I have so many bad things I can't say on the radio right now.
God.
I know. It's like, gosh, those FCC people really hold me back.
I like that FCC bunch. They're kind of on my side right now.
So much, man. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.